I'm Nikki Lesprince, your host here on the Journey to Wellness podcast. I am super passionate about having conversations around wellness, and it could be around physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual wellness. I believe that having these conversations builds connections and offers insights to others for options that they could try if they're struggling in an area of their life. I'm a mama to 5 little kids, 8 and under, building my dreams of living a holistic life, educating on massage therapy, and continuing to grow my studio, Encompass Wellness Studio, where we offer customized massage therapy, holistic products and gifts, and other therapies to serve those in my community the best way I know how, through bodywork. I do all of this in a tiny town in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We are here on the Journey to Wellness podcast to have in-depth, open conversations to learn more about different options of taking care of yourself so that you can feel great and lead a life that you desire. We'll discuss everything from chiropractic care to relationships to coaching to opening yourself up. So get comfy, come open-minded, and prepare to learn about options you've never thought about or never tried. This is the Journey to Wellness podcast. Let's dive in. Hi, Joni. Welcome to the Journey to Wellness podcast. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Nikki?
Good. Thank you so much for hopping on. I've known you since I was in high school as my teacher. Yeah. And then you made a life shift and I've known you as my support person, I might say. I don't even know what to call you, but in the last few years as well. And I just really wanted to have you on to share about who you are, what you do, and what you have experienced. And I'll probably share some of my experiences in our sessions as well.
Yeah. Awesome.
So why don't we start with that? Who are you? What do you now offer? What does that look like for clients?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm Joni Carlson. I'm a psychic medium, a spiritual teacher, and intuitive life and business coach. I am the founder and owner of Tranquil Blue. I started Tranquil Blue, my spiritual business, in 2015. And I was a school teacher at the time. So I was doing both, which was really interesting. Of course, it was kind of a secret for a long time. And then finally I was like, you know what? I just have to do this because this is who I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I left my school teacher job in 2022 and stepped into my Tranquil Blue business full time. And it's been amazing. I haven't looked back. You know, I love working mm-hmm. with people and helping people. And it's really great that to see the business evolve too, you know, never having been a business owner. I was like, how does this work? What do I do? And being intuitive is super helpful because I've been guided. Yes. So I've been able to just lean into my own gifts to help myself too, which is super fun. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit, like, what does a session look like with you? How could, you know, like, can, I know that some people know that intuitive people do, not necessarily in-person readings as well. So what does it look like for you with Tranquil Blue? How do people have a session, I guess?
Yeah. So a lot of people find me, well, word of mouth is huge, but you can mm-hmm. go on my website, tranquilbluepsychic.com, and schedule a session with me. So I offer one-on-one sessions that are in-person over Zoom. And I also do over the phone, and the Zoom has become quite popular because I'm working with people all over the country, you know, and cool. It's fantastic. Yeah. I had a Zoom last week with a woman in California and it's just like mm-hmm. amazing, you know, to be able to connect with someone. But I do 1-hour sessions and I also actually work with people in packages. So if someone is interested in working with me a little bit more long-term, depending on what they're needing, you know, they might be looking for guidance and support to make a big change in their life. So I really lean into all my gifts to help them, you know, my psychic gifts, my mediumship gifts, and then of course my coaching training and them kind of make some mindset changes and shift into taking steps for themselves. And so I will meet with a client and then I always kind of tell them how I work. And so I work with love and light. I always tell them that. And, you know, I don't work with negative energy, dark energy. And really, I'm working with energy. I'm connecting with energy. I see energy, feel, hear energy that most people don't see, hear, feel, connect with. And we're sort of like separated from that energy by this like see-through veil, I like to call it. And so we're always walking alongside all of this beautiful help and our loved ones and our spiritual teams, team members and whatnot. Most people just always walk parallel with them. They don't connect. Right. So I've learned over the years how to connect with that energy and then communicate with that energy because it's not like human language, right? So I've learned how to interpret that and then share those messages with my clients. And it's been amazing. So I always kind of ask my clients, you know, what brought them to me? And that sort of starts the session. You know, are they looking to connect with a loved one? They might be looking to connect with a loved one and they want guidance about something that's going on with their life, you know, relationships, job, career, health, you know, all those kind of things. And so we kind of talk back and forth with that. And, you know, really, honestly, none of the messages are really coming from me, Joni, you know, they're coming from above and they're coming from spirit. And I'm like the middleman. And so when I describe spirit, it's like a collective energy of your loved ones. You have a huge team of helpers on the other side. I call it your spiritual team. And that team is made up of spirit guides. Some people will work with angels and archangels. And then of course, our supreme being that people will call God, Jesus, Buddha, Mother Earth, universe, you know, source energy. There's all kinds. So all of that collective energy I call spirit, and that's who I communicate with and share their beautiful loving messages to help and support my clients.
Yeah, I know, it's amazing to experience. And for people who might be a little bit skeptical, from my experience as a client, like, I was spot on. Oftentimes she'll tell me something and I'm like, oh, I already knew that intuitively, but I wasn't trusting my intuition. The spirit is wondering, what's going on with your business right now? And I'm like, oh, do you, like, okay, we'll go there. Fine. You know,
like. I remember one time spirit randomly brought up your chair at work and I was like, really? Yeah. We're going to talk about your chair. And you were kind of laughing like, oh yeah, I need to get a new chair for blah, blah, blah. And
right. So random, but you can't make it up. Right. And it so is. It's not just like Joni making stuff up, right? It's truly coming in as guidance. And you've had this gift since you were a kid, right?
Yeah, I have. It's a interesting story. Like, I had experiences happen when I was, you know, late elementary, early middle school. And one big defining moment for me was Saturday was chore day at my house, right? And so my job was to vacuum and dust. And on these random Saturdays, I would hear this loud three knocks on the door in my parents' kitchen. And so their house was kind of shaped like a train, you know, it was like long and narrow. And so I'd be in the living room and I'd hear these knocks and I'm thinking, what is that? So I would walk to the door. Nobody was there. Next Saturday, same thing. Knock, knock, knock. I mean, this happened and happened. I remember telling a friend of mine and she was like, what the heck? And I'm thinking, I'm not crazy, right? And the last time it happened, it was so just, I don't even know how to describe it, but I was walking into the kitchen where the door was, and I got this vision that came into my awareness that was of an older gentleman, probably in his 60s, who was tall, thin build. And he was standing behind the door and often visited this home, I think in the 40s, to have coffee with the people that lived there before my parents had the house. And I had this vision in my mind's eye, like how you read a book and you picture the characters, like that's how I saw this vision. And then I just intuitively knew all this information. Like, it just plopped into my gut and it was like, what in the world? So I remember moving the curtain and I'm looking, and of course, you know, no one's there in the physical sense, but I could feel it. I had this vision just come over me. And then it sounds like it was 5 minutes long, but it was probably 5 seconds. And I opened the door and I remember just swinging the door way open. And I'm talking, if you were watching me, you look like I was talking to no one, but I could intuitively see this gentleman. And I said, do you want to just come in? And after that, the knocking never happened again. Like, it just stopped. Uh-oh. And it was like, what just happened? So that sort of like started different things for me. And then I would say the biggest push was when my grandma died in 2001. I was living away because I was going to college, and got a phone call that she had passed away, and we were really close. And anyway, she came to me in a dream, and she was really worried about my grandpa. My grandpa was miserable after she had passed away. And she came to me in this vivid, vivid dream, and she looked young. You know, she passed away in her early 70s, and she was, I would say, in her 20s. She was just super cute, little thing, dress on, all dressed up. She looked amazing. And she was telling me in this dream, I'm really worried about grandpa. You have to tell him that I'm fine. I'm amazing. I'm with God. I don't have any pain and he needs to move on and be happy. And I held on to that dream for a long time. And then I finally got the courage to tell my parents. And surprisingly, they were like, yeah, you need to tell grandpa that. And so, cause here I'm thinking they're going to think I'm crazy. Right.
Right.
And my grandpa, I told him and it changed his life. I mean, honestly, wow. Like tears, he sat up straighter. He smiled because he was so miserable. He wouldn't talk. He didn't go anywhere. And it just changed his life. And he's like, you have no idea how much you helped me. And he actually, funny story, was at church one day and reconnected with his high school sweetheart. They happened to sit next to each other in the basement of the church, just, you know, having coffee after. And yeah, didn't know one another and kind of introduced themselves and click. So, I mean, all of these things just happened. And it's like, you can't discount the importance.
You can't ignore it anymore, right?
No, right.
So one thought I'm having as you're telling me the story is then we hear about people that have these things happen to them, because I truly believe it's a gift from God, or like you said, source, whoever you believe in. But then there's people that get these gifts and they're so scared of it and they think they're crazy and they never tell a soul. Mm-hmm. Like, what would your advice be, I guess, for somebody who has had some of these experiences to, like, if you don't even have to use them as in like in a business sense, but like, how would you cope with that? Or how would you handle that?
Yeah. Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to trust it. You have to believe that this is really happening. This random feather that you found, it's more than just quote unquote a feather, you know, like you have to start recognizing these pieces and trust them and believe in them. And come and talk to me and I will help you. I actually teach courses because I truly believe we're all born with these intuitive gifts. Like people call them your sixth sense. And great. Yeah. I like to call it my first sense because I believe it's, you know, we're born with it. And I teach people in my courses. I teach a level one course, level two course on developing your gifts, your spiritual gifts and your intuition. And it's a process. You have to just practice it and understand, you know, how you receive messages yourself. Because some people will have this inner knowing, like that gut feeling. Some people will hear things. And when I say hear things, it doesn't necessarily mean hearing like voices outside of themselves. Spirit communicates through our thoughts. So we have to learn which thoughts are our own and which thoughts are from spirit. And that's what I do a lot with my work. You know, seeing things with your mind's eye, like I explained with seeing characters in a book, you know, I teach my students how to understand that. And then we practice it with other people that think like you and have had experiences like you. And, you know, it's a great safe space to learn about your own gifts. Because I honestly, like, I had this thought about my gifts and I had this aha moment, like, I get to do this. I get to help people. Like, how blessed am I? God chose me. And who am I to tell God no? Like, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm not going to use these gifts. And I'm so happy that I did. And then I took it a step further to learn about these gifts to help other people. And we can all do that. And again, you don't have to like start a business. You could do it for yourself, but it's just this beautiful inner wisdom that everyone's born with. And why wouldn't you want to use these tools on your tool belt? Why just let them sit there? You know, why not use them to help get yourself answers and guidance, clarity, you know, all the pieces that people are looking for. And we often look outside of ourselves, but
yeah,
we need to look inward.
It makes life so much easier to make decisions or listen to our inner guidance instead of like, oh, what does so-and-so want me to do? Or what am I supposed to do? How does everybody else do it? It's like, okay, where am I being led intuitively? Or where is God leading me in this? And I had that same exact experience with my school of like, God is telling me to do this. It is my responsibility to take it and make it into something. But if you're not willing to listen, it's that, you know, and willing to open up to that and lean in. And it might sound so weird to you right now, but when you really start to like get curious with it and lean in and listen, it does show up and it does talk to you and it does
lead you. Absolutely. It's like this, it's this beautiful, loving energy that's like, here, take my hand. I'll lead you. But they're not going to push you or yell at you. Right? It's just this teeny tiny little inner nudge that you have to trust. And sometimes it's a little scary, right? Because that inner nudge, it's like our, the voice of our soul, I like to call it, our intuition, is it knows why we're here and it's trying to push us there. And sometimes we resist. So then we stay stuck, or we ask other people, what should I do? And then you do what they think you should do and you're not happy. So you feel unfulfilled, stuck,
right?
Bored, you know, and who wants that, right? I mean, we all want happy. And honestly, that's the biggest message from spirit when I connect with them is, why are you humans so content with being unhappy? Like, why don't you just be happy? Why don't you do what makes you happy, you know? And so I kind of chuckle, because it's really why we're here is, you know, to be happy, expand, learn, grow. And why wouldn't you want to spend your time here doing something that you love? So
Because the desires that we have on our heart were given specifically for us, even if they don't make sense to other people, or even sometimes they don't even make sense to us at first, right?
Like, exactly.
You're giving me this message. I don't even know what to do with this.
Right. And I had a spirit message the other day come through for me, and it was showing me, like, have you ever seen a duck swim on a pond that's super calm and they get that little tiny wake behind them? And showing me that, actually, I was sharing this with a client too. And I said, because the reason they're showing me this is you're like a trailblazer. Like, it might be a little scary to go first. And sometimes it's like, oh, I don't, there aren't too many people that I can ask for help, but I can look inward and use my inner guidance system to help me, lead me, and guide me. And sometimes you're that lonesome duck swimming along, but others are falling in behind you because they are inspired and they see that, oh, she like knows what she wants. I want to, you know, work with her. So that was kind of a cool visual.
Definitely. And I think it's so important that you are doing this work to, I mean, my mom, she must have been a trailblazer in her own way, but she has always taught us to lean into our intuition. And I've had therapists tell me, like, that is incredible. Like, you need to be so grateful for that, because most of us have never been taught to lean into our intuition. And I think it's been kind of shut down in society over the years. And so, like, this work you're doing just to open up and teach people how to lean into their intuition and their gifts is just incredible. What have you seen as far as, like, changes in people in your classes?
Oh, wow. It's so fun, because when they start to get these aha moments, when, you know, a lot of times we'll do partner practices. So you have that opportunity to take what you're learning and implement it, right? So you've got these tools on your tool belt. Now let's use them. And to see their faces light up when they're validated by their partner, you know, like, oh, I was wait, you know, we do this partner practice called names, where you are given a name and you have to intuitively kind of get some information about this person. And when they see that, it's like, wow, this is real. I really can do this, you know, but we're taught that it's maybe not the norm, or it's not, you know, what you're supposed to do. So seeing those aha moments and people's faces light up when they have that success, it's so great.
Oh, that's so fun. And I'm sure, like, you, because you've run a few, many classes now, right?
Yes. Yeah. My level one course, it's called Developing Your Intuition and Spiritual Gifts. And that's kind of my foundation course, my beginner course. I've had over 70 people go through that. And then, yeah, it's amazing. And it's just, I mean, one of my gifts is a teacher, right? Like, I was a student for 19 years and I always wanted to teach, but just, I knew it was time for me to teach what I wanted to teach. And that just led me to create these courses. And so then the people that like to continue to build their gifts and really hone in and use them, you know, to their fullest, will take my level two course, which is my intermediate course. And then I'm actually currently working on the curriculum for my level three advanced course. So it's really, it's really fun. Yeah. And then I have a graduate group where we meet, and the people that have gone through level one, level two, or both, they become part of this group where we can still connect and share stories and ask questions. And, you know, because some people, a lot of my clients are like, Joni, you're the only one I can talk to about this stuff. Like, I know if your family gets it, or I've said things and people look at me like I'm crazy. And, you know, well, you're not crazy. You're just connecting to that energy again, that a lot of people just don't, you know, they don't.
Right.
And,
why is it so fearful?
Fear, usually It's because of the unknown, you know, they just, they don't understand, and that's okay. You know, no judgment, but I try to explain to people how I work. Like, I work with God and love and light. Like, there is no negativity or darkness allowed in my space ever, especially when I'm working. And having so many positive experiences where my clients come to me with questions, with concerns, wanting to connect with a loved one. And over the years, having these people hug me and say, "You have no idea, Joni, how you changed my life or how you've helped me." And it's amazing. It's like, you're right. I don't have any idea, but thank you. You know, it's just fantastic. And you know, the things that come up too, you know, like I had a client come to me and her dad had passed away. He came in during the session and he wheeled in a wheelchair, but then partway through the session, he stood up and he was holding this big feather and he's showing me this big feather and it was probably 8 or 10 inches. And so I was telling my client this, I said, okay, so feeling this male energy feels like a father energy. And I was explaining this and she just started crying. And she's like, "Oh my God, that was my dad. And he was in a wheelchair all his life. And I always was, that made me feel so bad because, you know, I wanted him to be able to walk." And she said, "I've been finding all of these feathers lately." And I kept saying, thank you, Dad. And then he shows up during a session and shows me this for her. Right. And I didn't know what it meant. I'm like, okay, you know, it doesn't necessarily resonate with me. It's not supposed to. I'm just supposed to share these messages. And so it's like, I just trust that whatever messages come through is what people need for healing. You know, when they smile at me and have this sense of peace come over them and clarity, and they walk out with this like sense of relief, this sigh. I mean, it's
Yeah, that's the fastest hour ever of my life every time. I'm like, I feel like it's been 15 minutes and the clock is like, no.
It's so fun to talk about. I love it.
I know. Every time you talk about a client's experience, I get full body chills. Just knowing that that's, you know, spot on for all of them. And you get to be that. And sometimes, like, even for your grandpa, like that connection of knowing his wife is okay. It just like, it's just like a quote unquote little thing that makes all of the difference.
Yes. And that's, it's so interesting because a lot of those pieces, you know, they come through during my readings, and the smallest pieces that I think are small are the biggest messages for my clients, you know, because they're, I would never know these things, you know, and I'm like, why is your mom showing me an oven mitt that looks destroyed? And, you know, my client will be like, "Oh my gosh," laughing and laughing, because it's just like, well, that was her oven mitt. And if we ever like tried to throw it away, she'd freak out because it was her favorite and it was dirty and tattered. And, you know, and that doesn't mean anything to me, but for them, it's life changing to know. It's really fun.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. You had mentioned earlier in the show about leaving your job and having a little bit of fear with that, like what will people think or whatever, and then kind of moving through that process. And kind of just to reiterate a little bit, I think there is some fear for some of us to like do what we actually want to do, but like maybe that fear of being different or standing out or not being accepted kind of plays a role for a little while. What was that experience like for you moving from like the school side to opening your business?
Well, so I worked a lot with my own spiritual team, and I actually worked with a coach, and that's kind of what inspired me to get some life coach training, because we get in our own way. You know, we have this mindset that we don't believe that we deserve certain things, and we make these excuses to stay stuck. And so I had to push past that and understand, like, I do deserve to be happy, and why not me? Why can't I take these steps? And you know what? I'm feeling led. And if something happens that I feel is a failure, which, by the way, spirit does not like that word. They're like, it's not a failure. It's an opportunity for learning. So I just, honestly, I mean, it took me 3 years of really just making a plan and going back and forth with fear and excuses. And I can't do this. I'm crazy. People are going to think I'm crazy. And then finally I was like, Joni, you have to do it. I loved teaching until I didn't, you know, there was just, it was done for me. I felt unfulfilled and I was not happy. And so my advice to people is listen to that. When you feel stuck and unfulfilled and unhappy, that's a sign in your soul is like not wanting you to stay there. You need to take those steps. And so basically through my life coaching training and my intuitive gifts, I really can hone in on what does my client need if they are in that same space, which I do with a lot of people that are ready to take that leap and to make a change. And it might be a small change, you know, just changing maybe health habits or something, or maybe it is a big change like quitting your job. But if you're feeling that nudge, that's a sign, right? A lot of people will just push it away because I should work at this job for 30 years. I should stay here until I retire. It's normal to be miserable all week and then be pumped when it's Friday. You know, no, it's not.
Yeah, you do not have to do that to yourself.
No.
So when you finally did take the leap, was it as scary as your mind made it seem like it was going to be, or was it okay?
You know, this is so funny because I was just thinking about this the other day when I was walking. I was in this, like, I don't know, I want to say dream world, because it was scary until I made the decision. You know, so those of you listening, when you're like just going over and over this decision you have to make and it's eating you up, right? But when you just say, I'm making a decision and then I'm done, I don't have to think about it, I have to worry about it. That's what I did. I'm just like, this is it. I'm done. I wrote my resignation letter. I told my husband, I said, I can't do this anymore. I hope you'll support me. And he was like, of course, absolutely. You know, so thankfully for that, but I just was done and I made that decision. And once I did, I was like, okay, it felt
so good.
It did. And I mean, it was a little scary, right? Like, okay. But what I learned so much is we have to stop worrying about the how. We just have to allow our intuition to guide us and lead us and trust that, you know, love that you have. I mean, I had so much love for my business and, you know, I practiced with like family and friends for 2 years before I decided to share my gift with everyone. I took classes in 2008 and 2010 to like learn about my gifts and everything. So it's interesting, like the things I teach my students is all what I learned. And all of that helped me understand my intuition and what it sounds like and what it feels like and allowed me to be led with it. And that trust allowed me to take those scary steps. And it was scary for sure, but you know, you have to remember, like when you start stretching beyond the comfort zone, it's always something amazing on the other side, right?
Right. Yeah. And I think like once you, I can totally resonate with you just like saying you just made that decision. And once you made the decision, your body's like, huh, you know, like it's literally, usually it's just making the decision, then taking the action steps that follow. And those aren't even as scary as just deciding. Which is so funny because it's all internal.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
And I love hearing people's stories about how they went from one step to another. Like you teach, like so many people could look at you and be like, one day she was teaching and the next day she was at Tranquil Blue, just killing it, you know? And the reality is it was years and years and years of one step after another of building this. And some people might go faster and that's okay too. But I just love to hear like how that process went for people. Because sometimes I think we can just assume like, oh, that was so easy for her. And
yeah. And I was one of those people. I mean, really looking at other, like I was never an entrepreneur and just looking at people who open businesses and I'm like, look at, she just decided to do that and boom, there she is and successful. And yeah, in reality, it's not necessarily that way for everyone. I mean, some people, their transition is super quick, but mine was, it just started with that experience with the guy knocking on my door and the dream from my grandma. And it just ignited this curiosity in me. And it was like, this is real. There's something here. And then I started taking classes to understand it more. And I practiced with my friends and family. And then I was like, I'm doing it. That was scary. Hitting the publish button on my Facebook page. That was another decision that was just like, and then once I did it, amazing.
Right.
Here I am.
And here we are 5 years later, however many years after you quit school. It's such a fun, cause I sometimes think I get into judgment with myself a little bit, like, oh, you're taking so long to like get this thing off the ground or do this thing or what. And it's like, it's okay if it's slow. It's okay if you just work on one piece at a time and learn what you need to learn right now. And then 3 years later, you decide to make the next step. Like that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And we put these rules on ourselves, but like, who says it has to be done in a week, a month, a year? Like, where does that come from? Right. You know, we just think that. And that was one huge thing I learned was like our belief system. It's just thoughts we keep thinking, you know, and then we take them as truth, but we get to decide.
I just heard somewhere that like these thoughts can actually become mechanical, where they're just thoughts that we have because we've had them for so long and we don't even realize that they're actually just a mechanical thing that we go through, and they're not even actually what we want to believe or whatnot. Right. I just feel it's super interesting that it just becomes a pattern and then we're not questioning it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's funny, we're talking about this in my level two class right now, is generational cycles and patterns, and you know, how we just sort of believe things because of our conditioning, and not good or bad, right? But it's just reality. It's from our parents, our grandparents, our community, you know, the things we see on social media or whatever. And yeah, and then we just all of a sudden start to believe it as true. And it's like, well, wait a minute, who said? I get to decide. Right. Yeah. And so
that's an interesting switch to adulthood, if you choose to get conscious with it, is, oh, now I get to decide what I believe for my life.
Yeah.
And you can take as much or as little of your parents' stuff as you want, which, you know, like, thankfully I had really amazing parents who taught me a lot of good things, and I took so much of what they did, but I also tweaked a few things that I wanted to do differently in my life. And that's great, because then I feel happy with the life that I'm choosing to live.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And once you, I think, realize that, like, you get to choose, we have choices every moment of our life, really. You know, we choose, do you want to put cream in your coffee? Do you want to take a look at the light, you know? And it's just, those decisions are everywhere. And if we can actually make decisions from our internal inner wisdom, right, our intuition, we're always led on the right path, and it can be beautiful and amazing. And I'm you know, living proof.
So yeah, exactly. Yes, you are trailblazing the way for the rest of us to follow. I remember, this is such a little thing, but I remember I always used to put ketchup on everything. And one day I was like, why do I do this? I hate ketchup. Like, it affects nobody else, but like, I was such a people pleaser too, I think, for so long, that I was like, I just do ketchup because everybody else does ketchup. And it's such a silly example, but finally I was like, I don't like ketchup. And I just do mustard now, and it's amazing.
Right. But I mean, that's, it's funny you joke, like, that's just a simple thing, but people live their lives like that. You know, that's
right.
They just do the same. And I remember having a conversation with a friend of mine. I didn't realize this. And she's just like, wow. She goes, I've noticed how much you talk about retirement. This was when I was teaching. And I said, oh, you're right. I do. And like, and a lot of the teachers I worked with too, like, their biggest excitement was, I can't wait till I retire. And I'm thinking, so I'm living these days, same, ketchup, right? Not realizing I'm not really loving this. And I can step away, and I can make that choice to have mustard, you know, like, and so it's simple things like ketchup, you know, it can be bigger things too, but
we can start with the things like ketchup, right? Like, what are you doing in your life that you've just been kind of unconscious to, that you don't actually like to do, or you don't actually like to eat, or you don't actually like you can make those decisions to change that. It's your life. You can choose differently. I think people forget that sometimes, like, we get to choose what our life looks like.
Right. And we're just kind of on autopilot, and people are always on autopilot, and until they choose to step out of it, but they have to recognize it first. And that's something that I talk a lot about with my clients that I do like coaching with too, is, you know, looking at, what is your belief system, you know, and what do you think is real? And you have to believe that you deserve anything and everything that you want, you know, and happiness is number one. And so that's like my biggest thing. That's what my favorite thing about working with people is, I get to help them be happy. I get to help them, I call it, get to the joy, you know, is just finding, whether it's me connecting with a loved one and they feel that tremendous peace, and, you know, just walking out feeling this clarity and having answers, or having the opportunity to kind of peel back the layers and scrutinize their days, and are they loving their job, or are they loving where they live, or are they loving, you know, how they're treating their body and taking care of themselves, or, you know, and all of that comes together in my sessions. And then we can start to like talk about, you deserve to be happy, you get to choose this, and but recognizing and reaching out and taking that first step of like, you know, I there's something here, I need to talk to somebody, and maybe that somebody is me.
For sure. Definitely.
There was something, I was going to ask, like you just said, what your favorite thing is with clients. Do you see patterns in different generations with specific issues? You talked about you're worthy of your desires. Does worthiness come up a lot? Or what are some patterns that you see come up a lot, whether it's with women or with older generations versus younger generations? Do you see some of those patterns at all?
Yeah, I do. When I meet with older, most of my clients are women. I do work with men, but most of them are women. And the older women that are, you know, older than 50 or 60, when I talk about making a change, they are really afraid and fearful because they've lived in this cycle for many, many years and never really even considered stepping out of it. You know, they're not necessarily happy and they feel like it's too late, you know, like, well, I can't go back to school or I can't pivot and do this job. It's just too late. I'm too old.
Right.
And, you know, so which makes me sad because that's just ultimately an excuse, right? And no judgment, right. But that's just something they kept telling themselves and then believed it and then stayed stuck. Like the younger generation, they tend to be more open and willing to look at these changes, but it's interesting because they're almost like, I want to say almost tunnel vision or something, you know, so they're still having this limiting belief system that I call it the glass ceiling of joy. So they make these choices and in their mind, they think they can only get this high up in joy. I can only make this much money. I can only do these certain jobs. Why? Because of how they were raised or where they were raised, you know, like just having this sort of limiting belief system on how much joy they're allowed to have, which is very interesting. And almost like not deserving of that joy. And well, I don't need a new car. Like I don't deserve a new car. Well, you do deserve one and you can get one if you want, not saying that that's going to make you happy and that's what you should do. But, you know, just as an example, just put these limitations on ourselves. And so I see that with some of the younger generations too.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, what are the stories that we're creating? If I get a new car, people are going to think, or if I make this much money, then who am I? Or what kind of responsibility do I need to have? Or so it's like really looking at those stories, like you talked about with the coaching and deciding if we want to change that story, to have a different lifestyle, if that's what we choose.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and who, why not you? Why can't you?
Right.
You know, and I've had so many people tell me, Joni, you have inspired me so much to take that scary step, to try something new, to do this. And that's, it just makes my heart leap because it's like, I just decided and I followed my inner guidance. And don't get me wrong, you know, telling people I'm a psychic, I was just like, people are going to think I'm crazy and who am I to do this? And you're not, you know, whatever. But I had to just let that go. Like, you know what, this is what I'm being called to do. I feel like it's a gift and I want to share it and it's amazing. So I think people just have to give themselves permission to be happy and to kind of block out the criticism, the voices outside that are, because it's none of your business what people think of you, right? I don't know if you've ever heard that.
Yes.
Quote. It's one of my favorites. And that helped me, like, you know what, people can think whatever they want about me. I can't change that. So I'm going to just keep being me and doing me. And, you know, it's a process.
Yeah. It seems like society kind of likes to put us in boxes of like, when you're a woman or XYZ, this is who you are. And this is what you look like. And this is what you do. Or that's what I've felt, you know? So then when I start to poke out of these boxes and like, actually, I do want to work when I'm a mom part-time. Actually, I am going to open a massage school even if you think I'm crazy. And actually, you know, like choosing these things and it feels like a little scary sometimes, and I'm sure, like you said, you kind of felt that as you're moving out of it. But as the more you keep choosing yourself and trusting in that, the more the people, like the naysayers, will probably just drift away. And you've told me that many times in sessions. Are you worried about them drifting away? Does it actually matter? Like you've said that. And I'm like, oh.
Because, you know, honestly, I lived that. Like I had that same thought years ago. Like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to have any friends. People are going to just run away screaming, thinking that I'm, you know, reading their mind, which I don't read people's minds. but honestly, when I finally decided to step into the real me and tell people these are my gifts and this is what I do, it was amazing how I finally started to meet more of my people, you know, and people that had similar stories to me, like, oh my gosh, Joni, I've had these things happen to me, or I've heard this, or I've seen this. And, you know, you make me feel safe and feeling these same things because you just said you have, you know, similar visions or feelings or whatever. Like the people that maybe sort of drifted away from me, I don't even know who those people are. Like, who were they and where did they go? Because they weren't really my people to begin with. They weren't my core group. You know what I mean?
And right. So
my core group is still there, which I'm so blessed to have. But now this group has gotten bigger and it's amazing.
I have two thoughts on that. Like the first one was like, when you are living in your authentic self and your authentic life, people feel that high vibe energy from you. And they feel the joy that you have and the passion and the love and the excitement that you have for life. And they're like, for me, at least, I'm like, I can't help but love them because they're having so much fun and loving their life. Like, why would I say anything badly about them? Right. We're attracted to people that are loving their life. And we're kind of like, how can I do that too? You know, so I think you choosing to step into that and trust it and go for it. Now you're that much more fulfilled and happy, right?
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I tell people this all the time. My husband would say to me, he's like, wow, if I knew you were going to be this happy, I would have told you to quit your job a long time ago, which made me laugh. And then I was like, wait, was I that miserable or what? And he's like, no, it's not like you were, you know, mean and rude and whatever, but he said, I can just see it. You know, you are excited about your job and it's not work. It's this phenomenal thing I get to do. And it lights me up. And that energy spreads throughout my family. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I have so much more patience with my kids and my husband. And right. I mean, when you feel great, everything shifts and changes for the better. So.
Oh, absolutely. You literally show up to the world as a different person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like,
when you're happy and you're doing something that lights you up. And for some people that might be motherhood full-time, like they might just absolutely love motherhood full-time. For it, just everybody is so different and there's no judgment on what you're doing. Like if you're happy and it works for your family.
Then great. I mean, that's like what my aha moment was. I just want everyone to be happy. I want you to listen to what lights you up and do that. Yeah. You know, whether it's, being a full-time mom, amazing. Cause you are going to be a phenomenal full-time mom, right? Or if you're going to be, I don't know, a waitress or a nurse or, you know, a teacher, whatever, like if that lights you up and you get out of bed with this joy, awesome. And I just like to tell like my clients too, that are thinking about taking this leap and making a big change is like, how is this going to change, you know, of course you, your joy, your happiness, but you get out of bed and you're excited and that energy ripples off of you. So now you're excited. You go to the grocery store, which isn't my favorite thing to go grocery shopping, but you know, but then I'm in high vibe energy, this excitement, which ripples off and maybe it changes the cashier's day or, you know, the person that I said hello to. And, you know, you just can't discount that. If everyone walked around being so happy, it would just be amazing.
Yeah, the world would be a different place. In conjunction with that, when we are living in this place of joy and happiness and fulfillment, magic happens, right? Things, and if you expect the world to kind of like show up in magic for you too, like things just happen so easily for you. The other day, for example, I've had so many of these things happen now, and I'm sure you can kind of go in detail with this too. You mentioned the feather earlier. Like, why did that feather show up for me? What's the message? But I like now I get to believe that I'm so supported and life is so easy that like the other day I was like, oh, I need to call so-and-so because I have to talk to him about whatever. And then I also was thinking about a different person. I went into Kuna Coffee Works. Literally both of those people are there, got the conversations done with, boom, boom, done. God is like, here they are. They're right here for you because you needed to see them. So I put them in your life today. So you didn't actually have to make the call.
Yep. Absolutely. Right. Synchronicities and coincidences. Yeah. And I always tell my students, I'm like, I don't believe in that. I believe synchronicities and coincidences are God's way of remaining anonymous. Right. Yes. It's just I'm setting all this up for you on purpose. Follow the breadcrumbs. Great. You know, you listened, you recognized, and look at that opportunity was just boom, right there. For sure. And like another thing I like to talk about with my students too is, you know, thinking about what we want and instead of what we don't want, and really reflecting on how often do we think about what we don't want or we don't want to happen, or we, you know what I mean? Like, so thinking about what you want and you were like, oh, I need to do this and this, and then you bump into them. I mean, that's exactly how it works, right? That's how the law of attraction works. And it's just, it's amazing.
If we're not open to that and we're kind of have these blinders on and we're not satisfied with our life and we're kind of cranky, we often miss those little messages and those little nudges from God. Life can be so much more led and so much more easy and in tune that like it doesn't have to be so hard.
It doesn't. Exactly. But you have to slow down and recognize, right? And instead of getting mad because this didn't happen for you, you have to trust like, okay, it didn't happen for a reason. I didn't get this job for a reason. And you just kind of keep having that positive thought and outlook. And then boom, all of a sudden your dream job shows up and guess what? Guess you got the job or, you know, whatever that might be, but it's so true. You know, we can't get stuck in that like negative thought loop. And then we miss those amazing pieces for sure.
And I think like, hard things will still happen in life. I'm not going to say like, oh, if somebody died, not to feel that grief. Of course, hard things are going to happen. But you might get some messages from them or different things. You know, like I had something happen the other, I was going to hire somebody and it didn't work out. He ended up taking a different job. And I felt so disappointed because I missed out on a great therapist and I let myself feel that disappointment. And I know that that happened for a purpose and it wasn't meant for me to hire him right now.
And it wasn't meant for you and it wasn't meant for him, right? Like it was,
So we can still feel that disappointment and feel into our emotions and not avoid it or block it and know that we're always supported.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. And for sure, like when people come to me after losing a loved one, I mean, they're sad and frustrated and maybe feeling overwhelmed and all those things. Right. And a lot of times they'll say, oh, I'm asking him for signs and he's not sending me any, or how come I never dream about him? You know, and it's because the way that they explain it to me is you have to be in this open energy, which is full of love and expectations and inspiration. You know, when you're kind of in this, I call it a low vibe energy of like sadness and overwhelm, and which we all spend time there because we're human, right? But our loved ones are like up here and that's where they want us to be. They want us to be happy, right? But when we like sink down, they have such a hard time connecting with us. It's like tuning in your radio station, right? Like they're on 97.7. You're down here on 102.3. They're like, nope, tune in. But you come back down here, you know? So it's part of that allowing yourself to grieve. Absolutely. But then allowing yourself to find joy again and to believe you deserve to be happy. And if you're having a happy day, moment, whatever, not to feel guilt, like, oh, I should be feeling sad because I just lost my loved one. And well, you don't have to feel anything. Just allow whatever feelings come in to come in, you know, because, but not to get stuck there.
You know? And sometimes too, like we think they're going to show up in a specific way. Like you mentioned, like, well, he's not showing up in my dream. Well, what if he's showing up a different way and you're completely not seeing it because you think it has to be one way.
Exactly. And really just trusting these little random, I call them my random thoughts, you know, like making dinner and I'm standing at the stove and I get this random thought about my grandma's house or something. Well, it's not a random thought. That's her. She's talking to me and she's trying to get my attention. And so if I were to pay attention and tune into her energy, tune into that radio station, I would be able to communicate with her. But you have to, you know, recognize those moments and then trust them. And a lot of people are just so busy doing and one foot in front of the other that they don't allow themselves time to sort of settle down. I love cooking and that's kind of like meditative for me. And so when I'm doing something that's kind of meditative, that's when I get a lot of messages. Like to walk in, especially in nature. Nature is clearing and healing and recharges my batteries. And I get a lot of messages that way too. So my encouragement for people is like, find that space for yourself. Maybe it's sitting alone on the couch, you know, maybe it's running. Maybe it's cooking, you know, whatever that might be, but right. Where your mind is just sort of settled, that's when they like to try to come in and communicate with us.
Well, and so many of us are in this busy, 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 go, go, go. And it's like, it's so, we need that so much to just slow down and allow ourselves some space to feel and let our nervous system calm down too, right? I think we don't take that time to do that. And it's so important. And so maybe that's one of the number one reasons we're not even hearing it, because we're not slowing down.
Right. Right. We're, you know, we're not living in this. I just did a video on my Facebook page about this. We're not living in the now moment. And that's really all we have, right? You know, so if you're worried and you're overthinking and you've got this to-do list, and so worrying is living, you know, in the future, and you have no control over that, right? And then when you feel like guilty, it's about the past, which again, it's done. You don't, you know, but we tend to be like in one or the other, and to be in the now moment, just really present and slowing down. And a great way to be present in the now moment is to like get into your senses, you know, so when I'm walking, thinking about all of my senses, what do I see? What do I hear? What do I smell? All these, you know, what do I feel? And it just really like brings your mind back to center, and you can really appreciate what's right in front of you. And I've been trying to do this a lot just because we're moms, right? Like, so I've got this going on and that, and all these different things where you can easily get pulled out of that. But the other day I was sitting in the living room with my family, everybody was home, and I just sat there and I was looking around. And I'm like, this feels so good. We're all home. We're all safe. We're healthy. You know, it was just like this beautiful space of gratitude that made me feel fantastic. And I think we need to recognize those pieces a little bit more.
For sure. Taking those little moments to be grateful for what's in front of us.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's amazing. Shifting gears a little bit. I know you mentioned a little bit earlier, but what is like, what's something you're learning right now, or a recent breakthrough you've had, or anything like that? Has there been anything lately that's been coming through for you?
Well, I had shared my aha moment about, you know, being blessed with these gifts. But like, I guess, I don't know, like really trusting myself and understanding the mindset that I need to be in to do my work, but then also understanding the mindset that my clients are in so that I can help them and meeting them where they are, you know, because we all come in with different conditionings and different beliefs, and all of it is welcome. Like, you know, no judgment, just come in and we kind of like start peeling back these layers. So for me, it's really been understanding that everyone comes in with a different story and different need. And I am so blessed to just intuitively get the information for what they need. So it's just been kind of a really great aha moment for me to kind of reflect and recognize that.
Well, sometimes we do all this work and we kind of forget where people start. And so that's a great point. Like, we're trying to be not like desensitized or whatever to it. We're not trying to be rude, but you kind of just get into your own space and your own energy. And as you raise your own vibration, you kind of forget where other people are at when they're first starting. And so that's a really good point of like, yes, I'm where I'm at, but we can also meet you where you're at and hold space for that. It's such an honor to hold space for that, right? Like,
yeah, it's amazing that people can, that they come to us and they trust us to help them heal, you know, to get answers and clarity and all of this. And honestly, I still sometimes wonder, I'm like, man, how, like, why me? I was chosen to do this and it feels fantastic and amazing, but it's just like, wow. Like, I don't know. It's for me, it's a learning experience too. Like just working with different clients and their needs. Cause some people are ready to jump in the deep end right away and other people are not. And again, no judgment. It's where they need to be. And we're going to work through that together. I just feel really blessed that I get to work with them, you know, and having lived a lot of these challenges myself, going from being in this sort of every day is the same with more or less with my teaching to jumping into this business and figuring it out as I go, working with a coach myself and just other spiritual people that I've met, reading different books and, you know, all these pieces coming together to help me learn more, understand more so then I can help my clients.
Yeah. No, I definitely,
Right.
Exactly. I was just going to say that I can definitely resonate with that. Like so much of the coaching I've done, parenting coaching and marriage counseling and working with psychic mediums and all these things that now I have this huge toolbox that I can pull from and recommend different things to my clients. And that is really fun.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And it's so great because I'll be reading different books and then I'll have a client come in and it's exactly what they need. And it's like, of course it is. Right. Thank you. Yeah. Got it put right in my lap.
Yeah.
Share that, with others.
That's amazing. Speaking of books, of course you had to mention it twice because that's my next question. Do you have a favorite book that you have read or something you're reading right now that has been really impactful for you?
Oh my gosh, I have so many. So one of my favorite books is called The Four Agreements, and it's amazing. And it's a really kind of a short book, and it really, it just makes you think about all of the pieces of your life. And there's like these four agreements that you have with yourself that you can apply. And, so I really love that book, but the book I'm reading right now that I'm working my way through is called Human Design by Jenna Zoe. And it's a study of like energy. And basically it's this way of looking at the energy that was here when you were born, looking at like the day you were born, the location, the time, and then it creates like this blueprint and helps you understand like why you are the way you are and how you react to different things and how to get to the joy in your life. Like you would be really good at these jobs and you're with people in this way. And so that's kind of my, my current read. And it's fascinating because again, I'm thinking, wow, if people understood that they interact with people best this way, that could help them in so many avenues of their life. Right. And
for sure,
I'm like, maybe I should get like trained for this so I can again, offer something to my clients and to help them have one more tool that they could utilize.
Well, and that's kind of like the Enneagram or Carol Tuttle's Dressing Your Truth types, kind of that same way as the, is this. And it's interesting because I think with any of these things that we learn about ourselves, it's like, oh, this makes so much sense why I like this, that, or the other thing. And it almost takes judgment off of ourselves when we realize like I'm a manifesting generator. So I like to go, go, go. I like to have tons of ideas. I like to do different ideas. I like to have the flexibility to quit something if I don't like it and start something else. And other people might be like, she is so exhausting just to watch, but that's how I was created.
Right.
And so, like somebody else might be like, that is not it for me. But that's okay because you're different than me. And maybe you're a projector. Maybe you're, like something else of these types. And we get to like, just be like, hey, we're all different. And this is great.
Right. Exactly. And it helps people, I think, understand, like, I'm not supposed to be like Nikki and go, go, go and do. That's not part of my human design. That's not how I was made. So I can let myself off the hook that I don't have to be like you because I'm a generator or I'm a, projector or whatever that might be. And I just think it's another beautiful way to understand more about yourself and your strengths. Right. And to give yourself permission when you don't do something like this person or that person.
Mm-hmm. And, absolutely.
Your way.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I love that. Thank you. And then the last thing is I just want you to share about where people can find you. You have an amazing Facebook group, website, how they could book a session with you, all of it. Let us know how they can find you.
Yeah. So the best way to book a session is on my website, tranquilbluepsychic.com. I have a Facebook page, Tranquil Blue. My Instagram handle is Tranquil Blue Psychic. And if you just click on book a session, you can book a session with me, whether it's in person, online, or over the phone. I also teach courses if you're interested in developing your intuition and spiritual gifts. Those are also available online. And or they can shoot me an email too.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you, I don't know if you have a Facebook group too. That's kind of fun for people. If you're looking for a group of people that you know you're a little bit different and you have these gifts.
Yep. So it's Tranquil Blue VIP group. So if you go to my Tranquil Blue page, there's an opportunity for you to join the group. And it's a private group and it's more intimate where people can really be seen and ask questions and offer you know, stories or experiences where it's just really this great, safe, supportive community of like-minded people. And I share, I do free Oracle card readings in there every Wednesday. I do a lot of my Facebook Lives in there.
Thank you for doing everything that you do. It's such a service to our community.
Thank you.
Broad. Yeah.
It's so fun. It doesn't feel like a job. Like I get
right.
It's amazing.
It's been so fun. Thank you so much for hopping on with me today.
Yeah,
and I'm looking forward to hear what people think.
Yeah, me too.
And that, my friends, is a wrap on this episode of the Journey to Wellness podcast. I would love it if you could take the time to head over and give us a review on what you thought of this podcast. And if you have any questions or need to find anything, you can check out the show notes or you can send us a DM as well. We are so thankful you're here and we look forward to seeing you next time.